is time now for the Downtown Rundown, and we are joined now on the air by one of my favorite people, Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, who really likes that song. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is hard to not move my body when that song is on.
Yeah,
it is
a good right?
one. Yep.
Macklemore's great.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on?
I am here to talk the Downtown Rundown.
Sounds
I have
good.
Arts and events news, I have town news, I have business news, and we're going to get right into it.
All right, go for it.
If anyone's been on East Franklin Street in the last 4 or 5 days, they've noticed that Porthole Alley is done with construction and open.
Nice.
Well, there's a little bit more construction to be done, but it is open. And it is now pedestrian and bike friendly only. No more car access.
Okay.
And so it looks phenomenal. The redesign is beautiful. This is really the gateway kind of between the campus and downtown. And UNC has put a tremendous amount of investment in making this space look good. So we're excited about that. Lots of arts and events. I always maintain that everything happens in April and October in this
yes.
community because of good weather.
100%.
Except for this Saturday, apparently.
Right, yeah.
Other than that.
You gotta plan for April and October
because
that's when you get the good weather. Well, you get the good weather, you don't have the heat of the summertime, and
yep.
you can't plan in March because UNC
oh
might be in the Final Four.
Exactly.
So you gotta
there
wait
you go.
Until after. Yeah.
So everything's happening.
Yep.
There's 4 major events alone this weekend. So starting with, on Friday, Arts Everywhere Day. This is the second annual one that UNC is doing. 25 sites across campus and in downtown. There's pop-up performances. There's art-making activities, installations. It's really an amazing way that UNC is celebrating all of the different kinds of arts. And so we're excited about that. It's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Go on campus. You're going to, whether you want to or not, you're going to experience those arts. They're going to be happening
yes,
everywhere.
Yes.
And as part of that, there's a really interesting pop-up art event happening on Franklin Street called the Monument Mental Voices Community Art Project, and this is sponsored by the Orange County Arts Commission. In 109 East Franklin Street, this is the old Ackland Museum store space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an empty storefront that's being used as a pop-up art space to make art. And there, you can come in, and the theme is really around history, social justice, and equality. And all of the pieces will be put together and displayed somewhere in the community. This Saturday is the 5th annual Ackland Art Teeny event.
Nice.
Yes. And you can get tickets online at ackland.org. It's an elegant, artful, and engaging evening celebrating inspirational women throughout history.
Love it.
And there are signature cocktails made by several local restaurants and bars.
Mm.
So that's going to be great. And then a really big event on Sunday called Near and Far.
Yep.
And this is kind of a local celebration of global cultures in our community. It's at 140 West Plaza from 2 to 5. And this is a collaboration between the town, UNC, and the Downtown Partnership. Food, music, performances, lots of hands-on activities. Free, so come and experience that.
All those international flags.
All the international flags
is
on
about
Franklin
this,
Street.
Yes,
lots of
everyone asking about that.
And
yeah.
that was purposeful.
Yep. Hey, there you
yeah.
go. Yeah. Go back to the thing on Friday though at the old Ackland art store, because that's an interactive thing, right? We go
and you create art there.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
that is going to be part of a larger piece that will be installed somewhere.
So
absolutely.
That's
and
really
it's free.
Cool
so
yep.
stop by. And it's actually Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
And then next week, second Friday art walk, Local 506 is doing an event that I'm just totally smitten with. The Just Like Heaven, a new wave dance party. And I just, if you look at, it's on Friday, April 13th, DJ 20th Century Boy. But if you look at the bands that he'll be playing, Modern English, New Order, English Beat,
right.
The Smiths, and it made me think, Smiths are danceable. I mean, I'm love me some Smiths.
It depends on the Smiths song, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so just the moody teen that just kind of sat with, you know.
I mean, there are ways
attitude.
To dance to the Smiths as the moody teen. You just sort of let your arms hang low and just like sag your shoulders from side to
very
side.
Very morose. So
oh,
maybe I'll
man,
be doing that at
awesome.
The
yeah.
new wave dance party at Local 506.
There you go.
But it sounds exciting. And then next Saturday is one of the best events that happens in this town. It's the UNC Science Expo.
Yes.
And I know you've been a part of that.
Yep.
This is absolutely, when you talk about interactive and hands-on activities, this is the one. And it happens all along Cameron Avenue, kind of centered around the old well. It's every UNC science department, STEM, science departments, student organizations, computer science. Just you find these unbelievably fascinating things that are happening on campus. Very kid-friendly,
all those maker labs that they have, of which they have 3 on campus. They open them up for everyone to come and check out, so that's cool.
So that's incredible, and it's free. It's Saturday, April 14th. 14th. And by the way, all of this information you can find on our front page of our website, downtownchapelhill.com. Some town news. On Monday, April 9th, at both 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., the town is hosting a downtown work plan update. In 2016, council adopted a downtown work plan that kind of lays out the projects the town will be doing downtown. And this update will say, this is what the town's accomplished, and this is what they're going to be doing in the next 2 years. So come and find out that information, provide some input. It's going to be held at Launch, 306 West Franklin Street. Mm-hmm. Some business news. Crook's Corner Brunch is getting real on the Wild West Side of Franklin Street. Have you checked out the menu?
Okay.
It's themed. It's very fantastic. The Bonnie and Clyde, Kitty's favorite baked French toast.
Oh, they're really going with the Wild West Side of Franklin Street. I thought that was you. Okay.
No, all right. As well as all the classics. You know, their great Bloody Marys, their shrimp and grits.
Yes.
And then Imbibe Restaurant on Henderson Street is now serving lunch. And the owner of Imbibe, Mandy Brown, has a fantastic story. She's an incredible supporter of the arts. Mm-hmm. She's an incredible entrepreneur. She came to Chapel Hill from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. She owns both Imbibe and Zog's, and the food in Imbibe's is so good. It's New Orleans style. The gumbo is just unbelievable.
The gumbo? Okay. I gotta plug this. I wasn't gonna say, yeah, but I'm doing improv there tonight.
We've got
friends who organize an event called Group Scene at Imbibe first Tuesday of every single month.
There you go.
At 8 o'clock, and I'm gonna be there for the first time that I've been at that event.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, Brad and I are actually debuting a show together. So
we'll
see how that goes.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
and that's another thing about Mandy and her two spaces, Zog's and Imbibe. She is such a supporter of the arts. There's mm-hmm. so many things, live jazz. That's where we're doing Nerd Night next
week. Yes, yes.
She's so open and supportive to activities, and she's shown documentaries. She has meetups. Yeah. It's a really great space.
And the New Orleans cuisine, because I don't think there's another place like downtown on Franklin Street. Like if you want New Orleans food, go to Imbibe because they've got it there. Po' Boys, gumbo, all
there
of that.
You go.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm
very,
looking forward to
very
it.
Good. And then Heavenly Buffaloes is opening on Thursday on West Franklin Street.
Oh, we were wondering about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're opening Thursday at 11 a.m.
It looks cool outside.
It does.
They've already got it all done up and everything.
Looks
all right.
Great. Yeah. So they have a Durham location and a lot of fans. people love this place. And so, they're opening their spot on West Franklin Street.
So this is the spot that used to be Sandwich.
Yep, used to be Sandwich.
They closed, but Heavenly Buffalo took over and opening up there. Yeah.
Perfect timing, I guess, too, with the nice weather, because they have a great mm-hmm. front patio to sit outside.
Yep.
So the interesting thing about their menu, of course, is they sell vegan wings, which is apparently very popular.
Okay.
I can try that.
Yeah. You like buffalo, but you don't like buffalo, then...
There you go. So that's the news that I have for the downtown rundown.
Very cool. So everyone's wondering, Spanky's is retired. They're reopening the new restaurant in a couple of weeks. Do you have inside information on what kind of restaurant it is?
I absolutely
don't. We're
going
to find out later this month, but yeah.
Even if I was shaking my head, I absolutely don't, but I really don't.
right.
You know, I think that that Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, they're phenomenal in both their brick and mortar restaurants and their catering, which... highly recommend. They're also very, very good marketers. And I think that this, as they're retiring Spanky's, a 40-year plus run is unheard of for restaurants mm-hmm. when we talk about, you know, national averages. In Chapel Hill and Carrboro, we are so skewed off of this national averages.
Yeah, yeah.
We have these long-running businesses. So it's, and of course, there's a lot of nostalgia and love and affection for our restaurants and retail shops. So it's hard for people to deal with that, but I'm really excited for what they're doing. It's, I think, a smart move. Retiring, trying something new. Cannot wait to see what they come up
with.
That's
going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And they're catering our wedding. So.
Hey, there you go.
You're talking about Chapel Hill Restaurant Group catering. It's like, yes,
in fact, recommend it. Yeah. They did our annual meeting, and they are phenomenal.
They're really good, right?
Yes, very good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Any other big events coming up? We've got I know you're coming back in a couple of weeks before this, but Rodeo on Rosemary.
Oh, Rodeo on Rosemary. That's right.
Did I mention that?
The big food truck rodeo on Sunday, April 22nd, I believe.
Yep.
Yes. There's 15 or 17 trucks. We're excited for that. It's going to be another great one. And this is on the east end of Rosemary Street, right by Wallace Parking Deck. And on top of the deck, there's a plaza. And we have a 9-hole putt-putt golf
course.
It's all free. And lots of activities, dancing and music and stuff, and for people up there while they're eating their food.
Super cool.
Yeah.
All right. DowntownChapelHill.com for more info on all of that and more. Meg McGurk, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.